You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
It's so good that you can join us online today. I got to tell you that I've got a renewed and invigorated spirit for meeting online today. I'm excited about what God has for us today. I feel like I've got a word for each and every single one of us. Speaking to the very season that we're in with prayer and fasting. And, you know, people who pray and fast overcome. People who pray and fast step into everything that God has for them, because we separate ourselves away from the noise and we come close to Him and we hear His heart, and then we step into everything that He puts in front of us. Amen? Join me in that declaration today. You know, it says in, today I'm going to speak about benefits. And the benefits that I want to speak about today are benefits from prayer and fasting. And some of the benefits that I'm going to talk about today, there's many of them, but some of the benefits are guidance, direction, and revival. And I'm going to speak to the very heart of revival today for us as individuals, not for maybe what we've seen it as. We've seen revival as this big thing that happens in a big stadium with lots of people and people are flocking in. But today I want to speak to the revival of our hearts, because that's where it begins first. Our hearts are revived for the mission of God. You know, it says in Psalm 103 verse 2 from the ESV, it says this: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." And today I want to remind you of all His benefits. Maybe you've looked at the last 12 months and it's like, I'm struggling to see anything good happening. Today, I want to remind you, bless the Lord, O my soul, as in your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions are going to choose to bless the Lord and not forget the benefits that are found in Christ Jesus from God. Amen? Come on, it's good. I know it's good. I'm getting excited right here today. You know, during this time of prayer and fasting, I want to urge you, implore you, to be found in a place where you can be reminded of all of His benefits. Why do I say that? If you're just hoping that you're walking along the street in the middle of town, well, you can't do that because it's probably further than 5Ks from your house. Maybe you're just walking out on your footpath because that's as far as you're going in these 5 days. Maybe you're walking along and you're like, I just hope that God will speak to me while I'm doing stuff. No. I implore you, find yourself in a place, separate yourself away where He can speak to you, and so that you can be reminded of all of His benefits. See, His benefits, as it goes on in that passage of Scripture in Psalm 103, He forgives, He redeems, He heals, He crowns you with love and mercy, He satisfies, He works righteousness and mercy of the oppressed. He is merciful, He is gracious. And it goes on to let us know about all His promises and His benefits. I want to remind you with this today. There are benefits for you. Let me say it one more time. There are benefits for you. Perhaps you haven't seen any benefits for a while and you're growing a little bit, I don't know where I'm at. I'm a bit confused. I'm conflicted. No, there are benefits for you in Christ Jesus. Can I encourage you? Separate yourself away where He can speak to you and reveal and remind you of the benefits. As we fast and pray, I ask you this question. What is it that God wants to share with you? Have you asked yourself that question? Or are you looking at prayer and fasting as this regime that you have to go through? No, it's not a regime. It's my heart wants to draw close to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What is it, God, that you want to share with me? See, are you seeking clarity for your job role? Understanding about the journey of healing that He has for you and your family? Are you seeking revelation of your redemption? Are you seeking revelation of forgiveness and God's mercy and His love? Are you seeking a revelation of God? Are you seeking to know Him intimately and personally? Are you seeking guidance and direction from God in this season? Because if that's what you're seeking, as you draw aside with Him, He wants to reveal to you the promises and the benefits that He has for you as you draw aside with Him. You know, one of the purposes for fasting that, that we have as a church is to let's seek God's guidance for us as individuals and as a local church. See, my hope is that you're aware that God has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose and a work for your life that He wants you to step into. You know, maybe you've found yourself in a place, have you ever found yourself in this place wondering, God, what is the work that you want me to do with my life? What is it that you've called me to do with my life? Or what is my purpose? And I know that there's definitely a time in my life when I was unsure about the work that God wanted me to do in general. See, most of us will struggle with this at different times and struggle to see the plan that God has for us and where He's leading us to go. See, this is another way that prayer and fasting makes an important impact on our lives. It opens up your heart to hear God's heart and hear God's direction and what He's saying to you, what the guidance is for you. Simply put, that prayer and fasting helps guide you to your purpose and assignment. Simply put, prayer and fasting helps guide you to your purpose and assignment. Now, the Bible has lots of practical examples of God revealing guidance to people who pray and fast. Now, specifically this morning, in Acts, we find a young man named Saul who watched Stephen, a follower of Jesus, be dragged from the synagogue and stoned outside the city. And Saul was devoted to the Hebrew law. He watched it happen. He was like, this is good. This is exactly what God wants. He was devoted to the Hebrew law and devoted in doing what was right. I'll put that in brackets, right according to the law, regardless of the outcomes for others. And Saul's determination was to stamp out the dangerous followers of Jesus. And it was reaffirmed by seeing what happened to Stephen. In fact, in Acts 8 verse 3 in the Living Bible, it says this: Paul was like a wild man going everywhere to devastate the believers, even entering private homes and dragging out men and women alike and jailing them. It was his purpose. He was reinvigorated for the call of God that he thought was on his life. As you may know, if you're familiar with this story, that Saul was on his way to Damascus to arrest any Christ followers that he encountered along the way. But God chose to encounter him instead. He was on his way to arrest Christ followers that he encountered, but God chose to encounter him instead. You may be on a specific path for your life that you think is the right way to go according to maybe what people have said to you or the laws that are in place in your mind, but God wants you to know today that on the path that you're on, he wants to encounter you and reveal his heart to you. See, as Saul was on his journey and God encountered him, Saul was knocked to the ground and engulfed by a bright light. God was encountering him. He heard the voice of a man speaking and asked who was saying to him. And this answer, as Paul said, who is this? Who's speaking to me? The answer was, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And at that moment, Saul was blinded. His vision was removed at that moment in time. And he was led by his men to rest on the way to Damascus. And he fasted there for 3 days. He prayed and fasted there for 3 days. No doubt he was wondering, so what's going to happen next? I've just had this encounter with God. Jesus himself has revealed himself to me. And now I'm blind and I don't understand what's going on. You know, maybe there's things that have happened in your life and your vision, it's almost like it's been removed. This massive things have happened. So I just can't see what's going on in my life. Can I encourage you? The example of Paul here, Saul here, just separate yourself with God, just you and him, and pray and fast. Don't look to other things. Don't look to other people. Don't look to podcasts. Don't look to other people who may have a voice in your life. It's your moment in time to sit before God. It's like, God, I have no vision right now. I need to see clearly. I'm praying and I'm fasting. God, speak to me. Guide me into the next path that you have for my life. And Saul didn't know that God had a work for him to do. He thought he was doing God's work. Saul didn't know that God had a perfect will for him to step into. And he didn't know that fasting would bring him into alignment for the assignment that God had to him. He didn't know that God had a fresh vision for his life rather than being right with the law. See, the purpose that God had for him was to bring salvation to the world, to bring Jesus to the world, to bring the good news message of Jesus to the world. That was the task that God had. See, there's always more than one person involved in your story. As we look at the next passage of Scripture in Acts 8, see, there was a man across town, his name was Ananias, and he was hungry for God. He loved God, and he was eager to serve God. And so God told Ananias, he said, Ananias, I want you to find Saul. I want you to lay hands on Saul's eyes so that he will receive his sight, so that vision will come back into his life. And so Ananias did this. He was concerned, of course, because he'd heard about Saul and what Saul was doing to followers of Jesus. But as Ananias stepped out in faith and went and laid hands on Saul's eyes, the vision was restored. The purpose for Saul's life was restored. And after his sight was restored, Saul went from persecuting Christians to becoming one. His name was changed to Paul, and he was filled with passion and filled with the Spirit. And see, through fasting and prayer, Paul realized what God really wanted him to do with his life. He had an encounter with God. When we pray and when we fast and when we draw ourselves aside to spend time with God, God will speak to us directly. God will encounter us directly. God will bring other people into our life to pray over us and release vision into us as well. God's people at work. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the Spirit of God rising up in me this morning. See, Paul realized what the work was for his life that God had for him. In Ephesians 2 verse 10 out of the ESV, it says this, "For we are his workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." See, it's all well and good to hear the word today that there's a promise and there's benefits for your life. But if you don't acknowledge that God's prepared them for you to walk in, it's just hope being dangled out in the distance. No, you need to get up out of your place once you've prayed and fasted, once the path is prepared in front of you, and you need to walk in those promises, and you need to walk in God prepared for you long ago. Amen. I'll say it one more time. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you to walk in. Amen. See, prayer and fasting, listening to God, activating the will of God in your life, stepping out to help others and bring vision to others. See, when you fast and pray and you connect with God's assignment for your life, those good works that God has prepared for you to walk in come to pass. When you step out in those things that God is speaking to you about, those things will come to pass. God's plans will come to pass. So when we fast and pray and we do away with what we would prefer to do and join God, he reveals his mission. It's amazing to think that the God who created the universe loves and cares for you and I so much that not only did he send his son to save us, but he cares so much for us that he prepared a plan for us. He prepared works for us to do as well. See, when you're not sure about what the plan is, maybe you're in this place right now, you have no vision for your life. You have no understanding of what God wants you to do. There's nothing that excites you and just fires up inside of you. Can I encourage you? Pray and fast. Separate yourself aside. When you're not sure about what the plan is, remember, God wants to show you. God wants to encounter you on the path and the road that you're on. When you fast and pray, it puts right your assignment. It puts right your alignment. He wants to offer you guidance and direction for your life. Can I encourage you? This is your moment to quiet your soul before God. This is your moment to tune out all the other noise. And whatever that noise is for you, can I encourage you? You may be thinking, what's the noise? Like, is he talking about the stereo's up too loud? Well, it could be, I don't know. But whatever takes your focus, whatever takes your attention, whatever distracts you, whatever takes your focus to a place and then you feel conflicted about being dragged in between two things, they're the things that God wants you to silence and bring yourself into a place where your soul is quietened and your soul can hear what God wants to speak to you. When we separate ourselves in prayer and fasting, you will find this. This is my next point today. When you separate yourself from prayer and fasting, you will find that fasting revives the mission of God in us. Maybe you were once so passionate about friends and family hearing the good news of Jesus. Can I encourage you, if that's not the case anymore, it's time to separate yourself from prayer and fasting. Because God will speak to you his heart when you separate yourself from prayer and fasting. And his heart is to see everybody come into relationship with him. And he makes that begin to burn inside you again. You know that first love moment that you had when you first came into relationship with God? Reigniting the passion to join God and his mission. See, Paul had this experience when he had his encounter with God. No longer was he Saul. He was retasked with a new name, a new vision, a new purpose in sharing the good news of Jesus with everyone. His heart and life was set alight and revived for God's purpose. That's my prayer and belief for every single one of us in Gateway Church and beyond. That as we spend time with God, as we pray and we fast and we encounter him, that our lives are set alight with God's purpose for mission to see and hear the gospel of Jesus. See, this mission of God, joining God's mission, not our preference, but his heart, that all would hear the gospel, that all would have the opportunity to respond to Jesus. That all may know the one true God, God's mission, that all would know the one true God and be forgiven and restored in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, I believe that when we humble ourselves in prayer and fasting and set aside time to hear from God, that he'll not only offer guidance and direction, which are awesome benefits, mind you. We need guidance and we need direction. But he also will revive our hearts with his heart. Revive our hearts for his heart. See, our focus and desire becomes his focus and desire. We're not torn between two worlds. We're not torn between distractions. We're so focused on his mission and his heart. I'm going to read a passage of scripture this morning, Isaiah 58, 6 to 7. And this is what it says. Is this not the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh being your own family, not removing yourself from your family. Verse 8, then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Is this not the fast I choose? This is God speaking to us. Is this not the fast that I choose? The fast that God chooses for us is for our hearts to be so radically revived, for our hearts to be so radically set alight, that as we're praying and we're fasting, when we see these things in our world, that we have to loose the bonds of wickedness, that we have to undo the straps of the yoke, that we have to do everything within our power to see the oppressed go free, to see every yoke broken over the lives of our friends, our family, our city, and all of her people. That when we pray and we're fast and our spirit is set alight and our hearts are so focused on God's mission, that when we see people with no food, we cannot walk past the moment because our hearts are ignited and aligned with His heart. That was pretty wild, wasn't it? Prayer and fasting, true prayer and fasting, will revive your heart for the purposes of God's heart. If you're wondering what the purposes of God's heart are, look at them here in Isaiah 58. He just wants to see the oppressed set free. He just wants to see everybody come into relationship with Jesus. He wants those outside the margins that we know, those who are living outside of the margins, living without. He wants them taken care of and loved and brought back into relationship with Him. See, first, He wants us to take care of the people in our world. It's another message right there. I'll say this as a statement. Fasting can result in dynamic personal revival in our own lives. Not if we're going through the motions of prayer and fasting. If it's like, I'm just not going to eat anything until 3. I'm not even going to look at the prayer point for today. What was the scripture? I don't know. Did I write my journal? I can't remember. I'll catch up like 2022. Can I encourage you? No, let's not approach it in that manner. This is a moment to draw close to the Creator of the universe, to the God who loved you so deeply and fervently that He sent His own Son to stand in your place, take what you deserved, and release you into relationship with God. Fasting can result in dynamic personal revival. Can you please stop praying for stadiums to be filled and pray for yourself first? Pray for your heart to be filled with the mission and purpose of God. We want the stadiums filled, but for that to happen, we need to be set alight on fire and have a personal revival. See, when we have a personal revival in our own lives, then He makes you a channel of revival to others. Then we see those things come to pass that we want to see come to pass. Then we see the light breaking forth like the dawn. Then we see healing springing up speedily. Then we see our righteousness going, our salvation going before us, and God protecting us as our rear guard. See, your heart begins to burn with the passion that God's does to loose the bonds of wickedness. I'm going to say it again. When your heart is revived personally, then you want to undo the straps of the yoke. Then you want to see the oppressed go free. Then you want to see every chain and yoke broken. Then you want to see the hungry taken care of. Then you want to see the unhoused in your house. Then you want to see the naked covered. Then you want to be present with your family. This is the way, and this is the call of God's heart for you. Amen. See, when our hearts are revived for His plans and His purposes, our heart for others, including our family, when our hearts are revived with His plans and purposes, then our hearts for others, it goes beyond. Then our hearts for our families, it goes beyond. Families are not in the too-ha basket. Families are, excuse me, are not in the too-ha basket. One more time. Families are not in the too-ha basket. Let God revive your heart for your family, amen. See, I implore you today, don't tune out. It's not too late to fast and pray. We've only done 6 days. It's not too late to fast and pray. Quieten your soul before God. Set aside time to hear His heart. Set aside your heart to hear his heart, to be reinvigorated for the mission of God. Get a journal, pray, listen, write. Let the prayer points begin to just churn over inside you. Let your heart be moved for what God is saying to us in our city. Now, during this time of prayer and fasting, I've been hearing God speak to me so clearly, more than in a while, because I've just drawn myself close to him, just tuning other things out. Now, during this time of prayer and fasting, I'm feeling my heart being revived for his heart. For his heart beats for those things that I mentioned in Isaiah 58. I'm feeling my heart being revived and beating for those things too. You know, maybe you've been feeling those things begin to be set alight inside of you. You're not the only one. I'm with you. I'm right there with you. God is doing something within our midst. You know, maybe you haven't started prayer and fasting yet because it's like, I just don't know. I can't. Can I encourage you? It's not too late. It's not too late to start praying and fasting. Let this next 2 weeks be the greatest 2 weeks of your life as you draw aside and God interrupts you on the path that you're on. And he encounters you and speaks to you and speaks fresh vision over your life and sets you on fire for his mission. Amen. See, my heart's begin beating for his love and his mercy and his justice and salvation and freedom. See, allow God to share with you the benefits of being close to him as you empty the noise and you pursue the spiritual course and pathway that he has for you. This is a spiritual thing. This isn't an emotions thing. This isn't a religious thing. This isn't a moment to pull yourself aside with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and pursue the spiritual course that he has for you. Psalm 103, verse 2, I'll say it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and not forget all his benefits. See, I don't know about you today, but so if you don't know Jesus personally today, the first thing that you need to do is come to him and accept his forgiveness and accept the gift of eternal life. See, in John 3:16, it says this: For God loved the world, so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's how much God loves you. So this is God's heart for you. Loves you so much. You may have heard so much about who God is not. Maybe the family you've grown up in, the people that you've hung around with, the media that you've watched, everyone's saying who God isn't. God's not this. God doesn't care about that. Why did God let that happen? People reporting, why did God let this thing happen? But I want to encourage you. Let me tell you who he is today. Everyone else is telling you who he's not. Let me tell you who he is today. The creator of the world loved you so much that he sent Jesus to make a way for you not to be separated from God anymore. That's who God is. In Romans 10, verse 9, it says this: If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. That's the simplicity. That's the simplicity of coming into a relationship with God. See, this is your moment today. This is your moment to enter into everything that God has for you. This is your encounter moment, the same encounter moment as what Saul had before he became Paul. This is your moment to respond to God's heart. This is your moment to respond to God's love. Receive his forgiveness. Receive his mercy and his grace. This is your moment to step into the purpose that God has for your life. The purpose that you've been searching for. You've been searching in so many other things. But this is your moment to step into God's purpose for your life. Allow God to give you vision for your life. Allow God to give you purpose for your life. Allow God to give vision to your eyes just like he did to Saul. You don't need to pursue the old ways anymore. You don't need to pursue the right ways anymore. Maybe people have said, if you want to get to heaven, then you need to do this, 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 and this. Can I encourage you? Those ways won't get you to heaven. Only Jesus will get you to heaven. Jesus is the doorway to eternal life. There is no other way to God the Father except through Jesus. God has a perfect plan for your life, and it begins with Jesus. So in this moment, just as we're coming towards the end this morning, can I encourage you? If you want to know Jesus personally, I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment. And that prayer is about you acknowledging that Jesus is Lord of your life, acknowledging and confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from dead. If you want to know God personally, if you want to fill that spiritual void in your life that you've been trying to fill with other spiritual things, God is the only person that will fill that spiritual void. Jesus comes and fills that void personally. If that's you, why don't you pray with me? Can I encourage you in lounge rooms all over this region and in other states, can you pray that prayer of salvation with me as people who don't know Jesus yet are praying it too? Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, that he went to the cross, the grave, and rose again for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and you raised him from the dead. From this day on, I surrender my life and I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you pray that prayer for the first time, I want to encourage you, don't leave it there. Can you get in contact with us? Maybe if you're in another state, maybe you used to go to a church. Can I encourage you? Go back. Go back to the church that you used to be in. Maybe if that church is the reason you're not in church anymore, can I encourage you? Find another one. Don't give up on the church. The Church of Jesus Christ is beautiful. Understand that things happen, but don't give up on the Church of Jesus Christ. Find yourself in another one. Now, if you're not ready to do that yet, that's okay too. Up on the screen at the moment, you'll see there's a link, gc.org.au/first steps. Fill out the form there. Get in contact with us and we'll start this part of the journey with you. Amen. We don't want you to be left alone in following Jesus. It's something that we do together as his loved people. Amen. Just as we come to the end today, I just want to encourage each and every single one of us. Yes, I understand that there's in Victoria right now, if you're watching in Victoria, yes, there's a 5-day lockdown happening. It's okay. Everything's in God's hands. He will turn everything around for good. It's okay. I understand we've been through it before, but God is speaking to us as his people. And let's not allow that noise to stop what he wants to speak to you about. Don't let those distractions, don't let those spiritual things that are happening behind the scenes distract you from what God wants to speak into your spirit. God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. And as you quieten your soul, he is going to reveal to you what to step into this year. I'm excited about what God is speaking to us about. You know, maybe as you enter into this season, God brings you into a healing that you never thought was possible. I'm believing that for you. I'm believing that for you. Maybe as you step into hearing God's heart, maybe your heart is so set alight, you're like, I just need to serve my community. I just need to get involved in the life of the church. And my heart is to serve in the church. My heart is to serve the local community. Our heart is stirring too. Join us. Join us for what God is stirring in all of our hearts.